There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate at the Jets tonight. There's Andrew Shaw.
I think we got to go out and outwork them. You know, they're a team that works hard, and you know they have skill to finish their opportunities. And we got to go out and be physical, work hard, take pucks in the net, and find a way to win.
Christopher Steig could be back as soon as next week for the Blackhawks. Dan Carcillo will play tonight against the Jets. Joakim Nordstrom will not. The Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg, have been outscored 10-3 and 0-6 on the power play. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. They now trail Cleveland by half a game in the Central. The Bears have hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach from the University of Ohio. Here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city for hosting the NFL Draft, which starts on April 30th at Roosevelt University Auditorium Theater. They want free parking at draft venues for the NFL big shots, the NFL suits, the dignitaries, they say. They want also Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks, which would be great for the city. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. And Henrik Lundqvist is out for at least a month with a neck injury. Took a puck to the neck, which apparently is a bad thing to do. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Barry Manilow at the United Center. Valentine's Day tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score. It's brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. You can text in your thoughts, questions, comments to 67011, and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Web Ford. Visit PackyWebFord.com today.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
If, in fact, the Bulls have, as many have speculated here, whether consciously or subconsciously, kind of stopped, kind of packed it in a little bit, and maybe aren't listening to their coach, aren't working as hard, aren't doing what they have to do, how much would that suck? You know, we can talk all we want.
That would really suck.
You know what I mean? That feeling.
It's like stealing the NBA playoffs from us.
But when you're a basketball fan, when that's your team and you go through a lot of this stuff, would have been some really difficult seasons, but playing some inspiring basketball, that thing was really going. Inspired basketball. If, in fact, it's true that that really is not coming back.
Maybe I'll change my mind in a month. Right now, I don't have good feelings. Not just based on the fact they struggle a little bit. It's just based on watching them. I don't see the competitiveness to which we used to see all the time from the Bulls. They didn't give away many possessions or anything. Now they're giving them away. I think the big picture is, right now, it's very possible it's more than just a slump.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report.
I would be more likely to trade that second round pick. I would try to move back there before I would try to move back from number 7. If you're going from 7 to 10, say the Rams want to move up, yeah, that's okay. But I wouldn't want to go wild and crazy and give up that much ground, because we're looking at a team that defensively, they could draft the best player available in every round. 7 picks, all on defense, no one would complain. The opportunity to get a player who could be maybe not franchise changing, but definitely a huge impact in the first round. I think you have to take that chance while you have it.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
And Nick Foley.
Dan Bernstein.
Let's go to work.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 214 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Bores and Bernstein, that's certainly making your point there. You know, we're talking a lot about the Bulls yesterday and the problems. You know what, to me, now this is just me, maybe it's just being somebody who's been around for a while, but I don't find anything more unbecoming than a team this losing and losing big, and all of a sudden, they're going to channel their inner 8-year-old.
You talking about the Clippers?
Yeah.
That was an embarrassment.
I really resent that. I hate that. I don't know why guys who, you know, that know better, should know better. Matt Barnes, I kind of discount him because he's just an idiot. He's always been an idiot. It says it on his driver's license. So there's nothing you can do about that fool. But for the rest of them to do what they did, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, I mean, come on.
And after the fact, too. It's not like after in the moment. It's one thing to do in the moment. And all the whining and all of the faces. Jeez. And throwing your hands up in the air and waving them like you just don't care. And then after the game, to start going in on the official. You know what? I guarantee you, any time, and she did not call a good game. She got the rabbit ears going a little bit. So mm-hmm. there is some blame there. I thought that there were some like, oh, come on. But when you are the Clippers, before that game, that crew knows what they're getting into. So part of it is the reputation of a team that whines and cries and bitches all the time.
Yep.
You bring it on yourselves a little bit.
I tell you. I told you last night that would be something to watch, and that turned into just... I mean, I think they're up, 31 points after three quarters or whatever it was, and then it turned into just something god-awful. And look, I understand what you're saying. She didn't have a great game. Chris Paul made a comment to her that really kind of unnecessary. I mean, if you want to say something, keep it to all of the officiating. He chose not to. But even during the game, the behaviors and the odd things, look, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, the Cavs are good. They're not that good. They're not that good.
They shouldn't be able to do that to you.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. That's a, you know, DeAndre Jordan is, that guy, you have a dunk fest on them. Everything. I mean, I just look, if it's a close game and there's a bad call and you lose your temper, okay. Seen a lot of that. A lot of that goes on. I understand you're very competitive and all that. But when you're losing, when you're really losing, and then you really lose it, It's just like, oh, my God.
Now, Doc Rivers gets a lot of praise as a really good coach, and he's very well respected.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of thing where you show your team an edited video of all their facial expressions and just, you know, you could put together something that's 30 minutes long based on easily. Just this year and say, this is what you look like. Get your crap together.
Yep.
Act professional.
Yeah, it's a veteran team. It's
that's
not
the
a
thing.
Bunch of kids.
I like Chris Paul a lot, and Chris Paul is a really smart guy. He should know better.
That's what I was most disappointed in.
Well, I was more disappointed the game wasn't competitive, I thought.
Yeah, I just disappointed. Yeah. I mean, I think there's, you know, some guys, and maybe I've heard before there's a little bit of that to him that maybe people aren't quite as aware of that don't know him well. There's a little bit more to him that it isn't great than you might think, I've been told, about Chris Paul. But blatantly doing what he did and said, I just don't, again, if it's something that's really hotly contested and you're going at one another and you've been going at each other for three quarters and you're in the fourth quarter and you're still after one another because it's really that good of a game. Okay. All right. There's a few calls here and a few calls there that you go, oh, for God's sakes. Or as Andre or DeAndre Jordan screams something, damn it. But I look at it and that's what I think. I think Doc Rivers is a terrific coach, knows better. There's nothing you can do about Matt Barnes. You got him on your team. There's nothing you can do about him. You know exactly what he is, what's going on there. This is not news. But for it to crumble like that is just embarrassing. I mean, I don't know how you I know it's a long season, a lot of games, a lot of things going on. And their bench actually made a run at the Cavs. made it look like it was a close game. Well, it wasn't a close game.
No. And for Paul to say what he said about rookie referee Lauren Holtkamp,
yeah,
she did not have a good game, and she could have backed away from it. But he doesn't say this might not be for him if he's talking about Monty McCutcheon or James Capers or Tony Brothers or Scotty Foster or Kenny Maurer.
Yeah.
He's not saying that.
Right.
It's convenient. It's easy for him.
And he did it.
To attack her for being a rookie.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
But there's just no point in doing it when your team already has developed a well-earned reputation for being babies.
Yeah.
Stop being babies. Be mentally tough.
Yeah, I don't know how many teams that have won NBA title you would say are babies. Maybe a player here too, but I don't think you think of them as babies when they win. I mean, I think of other things of some of the teams that have won. The old Piston team, I think a lot of bad thoughts about a lot of NBA champions, but I don't know that babies comes to mind. And I just didn't realize that they had this side to them that was so childish.
This was Chris Paul after the game.
The game was already over, but you guys picked up a lot of technicals at the end. Doc has talked to you about that. Was that a problem that you saw?
But I think that just made it look worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we got to show better composure, but at the same time, someone was ridiculous. Like, the tech that I got right there was ridiculous. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what she say. That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's no way that can be a tech. We try to get the ball out fast every time down the court.
Yeah.
And when we did that, she said, and I said, why, And she gave me a tech.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then this might not be for her.
Yeah, that's too easy. That's too convenient.
Yep.
If you want to stop and complain about the technical, I mean, you're going to get a nice hefty fine for that one way or another.
Well, you are.
But I think you just added a little premium to that fine because Adam Silver isn't going to like the fact that you attacked somebody who is part of what is a very proud initiative.
Yes.
The only major league that has women refereeing or officiating their games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look forward to a game and you thought, there's something for you, dude. It doesn't involve the Bulls. You're getting a little Bulls tired, which, you know, at times I am. You're getting a little Bulls tired and then just take another scouting trip with the Cavs, and that's not encouraging if you're trying to figure out a way to beat them. Not encouraging. I don't have many words for you that says, okay, they're nothing. You can beat them. But I just hate it when a team, especially a good team, I understand some bottom feeder with a bunch of idiots on the team that occasionally blow up and do something stupid in a lot of sports. But that's just, you know, not from Chris Paul. I mean, not from him. She isn't the reason you lost.
I will say, though, even though that's really the story of the game, the Cavs are moving the ball so much better.
Oh, God. It's bad news.
They are moving it so much better.
Right.
And the other basketball story came from the Sporting News today. I don't know if you saw this. The Taj Gibson's name has been connected to much of the league over the past few months, from Los Angeles to Toronto to Phoenix to Detroit to Portland. In recent weeks, he has not played with the type of energy for which he's been known. There's been speculation. He's frustrated with the addition of Nikola Mirotic and Pau Gasol, though his playing time has not changed. So CBSSports.com also says here, if Gibson is available, any contender looking for an upgrade down low should come searching. Toronto and Phoenix both have the assets to make an offer lucrative, but the Bulls will likely play hardball knowing Gibson's value. It's a bizarre example of having too much of a good thing. So of all the names to have surfaced now as far as a trade possibility, it's Taj Gibson, which leads me to wonder who's saying what to whom. And as much as Gibson has been a reliable piece for Thibodeau, is this coming from Gar Forman or John Paxson saying, okay, well, we got to do something here, and one of your favorite guys might have to go, because at least one of our guys, namely Mirotic, will then be forced into the rotation further. I don't know if this is sort of a tug of war.
Yeah, I to be honest with you, though, I would not. I mean, there is too much of that.
Yeah, you've got redundant pieces.
Yeah, you know, if somebody wanted him, if somebody really wanted, no problem with me. I mean, I haven't seen it much this year. I mean, he's a ball stopper. He's a, you know, it just, to me, it's not worth, you know, if I'm serious about this and thinking about this, I would not have a problem with it. You know, maybe before I would have, with this the way things are now, how could you?
Yeah, I think.
How could you?
I think the Bulls need to do something. I think if you stand pat with what the league seems to have solved in some way, you're just doing a slow bleed on the rest of the season.
That's what I think, too.
And you can call it panic, which is exactly what I called those moves by the Cavaliers. I was wrong. You know, J.R. Smith, he's a knucklehead.
Yeah, that's why I told you. But,
he is a knucklehead who can get rid of the ball.
Yes.
Holy crap, it is there and it's gone.
Yep.
And he can find the slack water on the floor where he can get his shot off. But that is there and it's out. Out of his hand, man.
I think Smith, you know, on that team, you can be a knucklehead, but I don't think for long. I think it gets to you after a while, and you understand, look, I've been in basketball hell for a long time here. I've been playing for the Knicks, and nowhere, going nowhere, pile of garbage Knicks. And yes, I'm still a knucklehead, I've always been. But now I'm on a team where I have a chance. I have a legitimate chance.
Yeah, I thought that was just some sort of stupid move to say, all right, well, let's just see what sticks here. But there was something behind it, that there are pieces that are working better, and maybe there's some way to solve the Bulls thing. Unfortunately, the problems with Rose and Noah, specifically Rose, and how all of his missed shots and turnovers are hurting them, I don't know that that's solvable.
No.
Because you're not moving him.
Well, you see what I mean about the Cavs, though? That's getting to be quite something. That is
I've been paying attention.
Yeah, that's just you know, because they're sort of floundering around and go, well, what are we doing? And then next thing you know, all of a sudden, where he's pushing the coach out of the way and all the things that are wrong, and then he takes 2 weeks off, and you go, 30 years old, catching up to him, the big minutes catching up to him, all the playoffs catching up to him, and then he comes back and hell breaks loose on the NBA.
North Side, Paul, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Wanted to know, I know in football it was talked about how important the relationship is between the coach and the general manager, and I'm just wondering your thoughts on if that relationship carries the same level of importance in basketball as it does in football, and if that's part of the source for some of the problems that are happening.
Well, I mean, that's a different question. With the Bulls situation, I think you've always had issues because you've got some people with some different personality types, but there's just fewer guys. You know, football, it matters tremendously because your roster's 53 as opposed to 15. And you're only going to be as good as your superstar players no matter what. It's just a much larger responsibility managing and maintaining a football roster currently and into the future than it is a basketball roster. Very difficult to compare. I mean, you would never say it's an unimportant relationship.
No, you don't. No, I wouldn't say that. But I just, you know, if you're holding out some kind of a hope that the Bulls can start turning this thing around and get back and contend in the East, I think something has to happen.
That's what I was saying. That's what I meant.
I think something has to happen.
That's Terry Borst.
Not this one. That's presently constituted.
I'm Dan Bernstein, second half at 3:30. Ask us anything at 4. It's Friday on WSCR, The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Another tourney, another WD for EW. Eldrick Wood shut it down in the middle of his round yesterday at Torrey Pines, saying that he was unable to, quote, activate his glutes.
Just my glutes are shutting off, and then they don't activate, and then hence, you know, it goes in my lower back. So I tried to activate my glutes as best I could in between, but they never stayed activated.
What? Does that sound like something a human would say? Of course not, because we're talking about the guy that I've always talked about, RoboCat. Attempt to commence glute activation, sequence failure, system deactivating, contact customer service, error code 401, glute deactivation. Get this guy to the Genius Bar and do not forget to send the error report. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe, lunch!
I'm not hungry.
Grandma's making it.
Okay.
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Sports and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Derek's been repeatedly saying it's on the players. I mean, he's been saying that for 2 weeks now. So, but I will say, look, in past season, you've got a different locker room than you've had in the past. In the past seasons, you've had a very, very close-knit, tight locker room. I'm not saying this isn't a tight locker room, but you've got new faces, you've got new personalities, you've got guys figuring out new roles.
That's KC Johnson. You heard him right here on Chicago's Metro Radio 670 The Score. You know, I just think at this point in time, I mean, the Cavs have certainly not have been afraid to do it. They've not been the least bit frightened to change, roll the dice as much as they had to. They get it right. Look, when you know you're in a window, and the Cavs realize it too. LeBron is 30, already needed time off. There's no time to mess around.
Thibodeau's got to figure this out. This is what they're paying him to do. Make it work.
Make it work, people. I'm breaking into Tim Gunn all of a sudden here, but that's...
You know, Tom, why?
I'm not sure what you're doing with those seams, but make it work.
For the good of the state.
For the good of the state of Illinois. Yep. And Illinois recruiting, figured out. Coach him. Be better.
Yeah, NBC reported it. Then Sporting News reported it. And the most interesting part is, according to the earlier report, were Portland... Or rather, Phoenix and Toronto, who both have... Do they have a lot of assets? Both report a lot of assets. Is that true? They have a lot of assets?
Yeah, I think it matters, too. If you can find another wing, a wing defender...
That's what we've been talking about.
...shooter.
Yeah.
They need Trevor Ariza.
he'd still be scoring. He's scoring in his own basket.
All roads lead back to Trevor Ariza, because while it seems like he plays for every team, he doesn't get to play for the Bulls.
Yeah,
so a guy 6'7", 6'8", instead of their stroke of three, who can stick a hand in a passing lane every once in a while.
That's all I want. Hit me.
Have some athleticism. Me. Tony in Frankfurt is on the score. Hi, Tony.
What's up, Dan and Terry? My question is, if Thibs, let's just assume he might be gone at the end of the season, and you're looking at that list you guys are always talking about in the bottom of the desk drawer, and Fred Hoiberg seems to be a name that's slowly starting to move its way to the top. Should Bulls fans be as excited for that name as Warriors fans were speculative and timid about Kerr this past season?
Oh, who knows? I mean, he's got more coaching chops than Steve.
That's the thing that kind of gets me, is that Kerr was sort of an unknown. You know, it's a value of Hoiberg that you can look at him and say, this is what he has done in the past with certain teams, which gives me a little bit more optimism than what Kerr may have given
me. The different thing is, well... being a college head coach is a far cry. We know that. We know all the failures of the guys who've tried to make it, Mike Montgomery and all the others. However, he's played in the NBA. Fred Hoiberg was a Bull.
Yep, NBA guy at heart.
He played in the league. And that
some guy just wandered around. It's just, you know, goes from college to pros and he goes, oh boy, this is not working.
Right. I think PJ Carlissimo.
I think he understands it.
That there's a reason why his name gets mentioned. And there's some more data here provided by Mark in Chicago. He said, if you compare last spring's Bulls starters with this year's per 100 possessions, there are glaring deficiencies. I won't go over everything, but what I found notable is DJ Augustine's performance per 100 possessions was by far superior offensively and a little bit better defensively than this year's Derrick Rose so far. Rose obviously has a higher ceiling if he recovers. Taj Gibson is worse offensively. Kirk Heinrich is worse offensively and much worse defensively. Perhaps the biggest surprise is Boozer rated pretty well defensively last year. The takeaways are this. Derrick Rose is killing the Bulls right now. Last year's DJ Augustine would be a huge upgrade over him in terms of efficiency. Rose's turnovers and misses are overtaxing the defense. Noah and Heinrich are older and slower, and it may be possible, though Boozer was not a good individual defender, that he worked in the system when Joe was Defensive Player of the Year. That's absolutely true. It says, this late in the season, the solution seems to be that Derrick Rose has to become much more efficient offensively, and the Bulls have to trade Taj for a wing defender who can compensate for old, slow post players if they have any shot at winning it all this year. You know, in the off season, it was Aaron Aflalo's name that kept coming up.
Yeah, he's still out there, by the way. He's still on the list of kids if you want him. He's still out there. Yep, that has not changed.
I just don't know who's trading for a 30-year-old power forward in Gibson. I don't know what the interest level is or what team would say, yeah, that's the guy we need. I mean, he's good, but I'm not quite sure who would see him as... as some kind of solution, as their own solution, you know?
You know, I think not so much than what we've seen this year, but I think there's certainly some teams he can help. I mean, on a team that's not so repetitive as the Bulls are, too many of the same guy, I think he could help some teams.
Yeah, the thing about Aflalo, too, is there's a belief now that Denver's trying to tank. That they're realizing what's going on, and they're just going to pull the plug on it and think they're going to be better off losing instead of winning. And I'm not sure if he makes a difference. He's only 6'5". He's not one of these 6'7", 6'8 guys, but he is a willing defender. So maybe it changes your mix a little bit.
Yeah, he's shooting 43% this year. Not a great season for him doing that, and has an $8 million option on his contract for next season, Aflalo. But you know what? When you look at the rest of the list, you're not really impressed.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate tonight at the Jets. Now, they've played them three times so far this season, all three at the UC, and they've lost all three games. Here's Andrew Shaw.
I just think they've come into our building and, you know, they've outworked us. I think we took them lightly. You know, they're a great team. And we got out there and matched their intensity.
Yeah, and in those games, the Hawks have been outscored 10-3. They're 0-6 on the power play. Corey Crawford starts in net tonight. Christopher Steed could be back as early as next week for the team. Oh, yeah, by the way, Dan Carcillo will play this evening. Joakim Nordstrom will not, though. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. The Bulls trail the Cavs by half a game in the Central. The Bears hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach. You say, well, hell, where did he come from? The University of Ohio, located right there in Columbus. That's where he came from. So here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city for hosting the NFL draft. You know, that's coming up soon. They want free parking at draft venues for the NFL bigwigs, you know, the suits, the executives. They want Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for three weeks. It's a 3-day event? 4-day event now? Where's it at? Where's the draft at? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And they want it closed for 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
Also, they want every hotel room closed off for them, so no other hotel travel. They want O'Hare shut down as well, just for NFL executives only, like a private executive airport.
And they want the letter M stricken from the alphabet.
They do, and they also want Dan Bernstein removed from the radio. But we said, damn it, no! We will not do that. We'll give you everything else you want.
I agree to
we.
Yeah,
I agree.
Except that. Period. We're going to send him on a fishing trip. The draft begins April 30th, and it takes place at the University Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater. I think that's somewhere near Michigan, Wabash, and Congress Parkway, right?
Yeah, they got to redo all of it, too. They're redoing all of that for the NBA or the NFL. My God, they're demanding.
Yes. Roger Goodell also wants a pair of pink stilettos in size 14. I don't know why. It's weird. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop. We were all losing sleep over it. It's a $2.2 million deal for 2015. And Henrik Lundqvist, he's still out. Going to be out for at least a month with that neck injury. Took a puck right in the throat.
He tweeted about it, too, like it was no big deal.
Yeah, there's a picture of it. I think I retweeted the picture someone sent me, and the puck is actually right in his esophagus. It's right there for you. And he says, I'm fine. I'm just going to have some soup. I'm going to eat some soup from now on.
God.
Like, all right.
He's all a right. dude, that guy.
He is a real dude.
Yeah, he
he's
is.
A handsome fellow, too,
the
and he
goods,
throws a suit on.
It's also not wearing a neck guard.
He's the goods.
Correct, Dan, which is why he got hit in the throat.
Youth goalies are required to wear that big neck guard.
Cagney and Lacey here from 1-6.
Well, no, it's noticeable. I don't know why a goaltender would want to wear a neck guard.
Well, Dan, not so long ago in the NHL, goalies didn't wear masks. So you figure that one out. And call me. 312-644-6767.
Mr. Goalie. Never wore a mask.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all of your family and friends. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
233, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And, you know, looking at other reports and looking around the NBA and who's available or who's known to be available, man, there's not what the Bulls are looking for, really.
No, Wilson Chandler's name is being sent in by a lot of people.
It's really not what you need. I mean, I don't mind trading him. I do that in a minute.
I think the most important thing for the Bulls is Derrick Rose has to stop sucking.
Well, see, I'm not sure that's going to happen, though.
And all he does is talk about, we got to try harder, we got to try harder. You know, you could try harder. Draw some fouls. Go to the basket. Run. Yeah. Run the floor.
Yeah,
attack.
I don't think that's,
jump. I feel like Scott Skiles, jump. Remember that famous quote?
Yeah, I do.
What does Eddie Curry have to do to get more rebounds? Jump was his answer.
Get back.
That's how I feel about Derrick Rose right now. Attack. Attack like the jackknife you used to be. Just cut right through the other team. Go after them. Yeah. Just go to the lip of the rim. You can do it. Maybe God says you can't. I don't know.
Well, you know, too many of these games where you might have had a chance in and he played well. I mean, you don't. You're not like every other team, unless you have somebody who's great, it's just not going to happen for you. You got to have that guy on your team. And they just don't have that guy. You saw James Harden the other night. It's a different kind of how he does things as opposed to Derek. But that's the kind of guy you need. I mean, when anything got close to him, what did he do? Hit a three. Stared you down, did something, made a great pass, did something.
He demanded the ball, and he did something to compromise your defense.
That's exactly what he did. And Derek doesn't do that anymore. I mean, he just does. He lets those things kind of go by him. He's running around there, not really accomplishing anything. Taking bad shots. I don't, maybe it doesn't make any difference who you trade for, because unless you get him going, it's not going to help you. He's got to go every game. It can't be every other game or every third game, every fourth game. He's got to go now hard every game.
And he's said explicitly he doesn't want to.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, you can look around. I would have no problem with that.
A lot of it was covered up by the sparkling play of Jimmy Butler when he was playing over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a deserved all-star spot, but I think it was clear that Jimmy Butler was not as good as he looked like he was when he was playing at his best. That the jump wasn't quite that. If he can help wallpaper over some of these deficiencies, that's nice. I still don't think that's enough. Not once you get into a playoff series, it's not.
Probably not.
I mean, night in, night out, you get a matchup here or there, you're fine in the regular season. But it's not a minutes issue with Rose. It's not like he's being overtaxed. It's not like he's out there too long. It's just when he's out there, it just looks like he would rather kind of dance around and take a long outside shot. I would rather he didn't. I would rather he drew fouls. I would rather he played to contact.
Yeah, every once in a while he hits one of those and he helps you. But, I mean, it's just not not the kind of thing that you have to have from your best player. And if your best player is only that, then you're kind of screwed anyway, aren't you? We can talk all the way about trades and everything else that maybe that would help, or they got too much of this or too little of that.
He's not their best player, though. He's not. You can't discuss him like pre-injury Derrick Rose. He's not.
I know.
Right now, Pau Gasol is their best player, and Jimmy Butler's probably their second best player. Derrick Rose is hurting them with a lot of what he's doing wrong. His deficiencies, the problems with his game are hurting them as much as anything good is helping them, maybe more. So when
that
you start
the case,
you start saying, who's your star, what can he do? You're not talking about Rose.
Well, then you can't win.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio AdSense, or Facebook and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
So you got to make sure you do this. So when she says, what did you get me for Valentine's Day? You can just sort of smile warmly because you've already taken care of it. And then her friends say, what did he get you for Valentine's Day? And she will have a very impressive story because you've gotten the 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. You can impress her even more by upgrading. You add gourmet chocolates and a stuffed bear for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Use my code. It's my last name. Bernstein. Pro flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. So this is a no-brainer. And maybe she said, oh, I don't really need flowers. It's okay. Get it anyway. Do it anyway. Because she could be lying and actually expecting you to get flowers. Or maybe she's not lying and it's still just something nice for you to do. So do it now. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. You click the microphone, type in Bernstein. Order now. This deal expires at midnight.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. J-U-S-T Flowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
That is Joe Cowley. You heard him right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score early today with Mully and Hanley. He agrees. Take a look. Need a little help.
Well, something.
I mean, something.
Shake up, because as currently constituted, it's not enough.
It's not enough, and it's not going well, and it's just not getting any better. And I just don't see it anymore in this team. I don't see it, and I don't know why I don't see it. I just don't see it.
West Side Chris, you're on the score. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? You know, going into the season, we had these same fears that if these Bulls didn't overachieve, that they was going to get lost in the pack. And somehow, some way, they came out with a little spark, and they ran off a few games in a row, and they gave us hope. But Thibodeau would do himself a world of good if he would stretch that bench out, you know, dangle the carrot of our playing time being contingent upon who's hustling and who's playing well, because it's obvious Gibbs not hustling anymore, and he doesn't have talent. So it's painfully obvious when he's not hustling, he's not producing. And you got skilled players playing behind this guy. And for some reason, Thibodeau keep running the same guys out there, and he's not getting the same result when you thought your core group would give you the same overachieving that they did in the past. You know, that's just my take on things.
I wish it were that easy. I wish it were that easier to just bench everybody, you know, but you can't. He's out there trying to find some lineup combination that's going to be effective.
Thanks for the call. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, there's so many things going on here that there's no simple way out of this. And, I mean, maybe they'll play better once they get out of this torturous road trip where you're home more than you're on the road. And then they got the mighty Pelicans.
Yeah, underachieving Pelicans.
That's what they are, too.
They really are.
They
should be better.
Yep.
You got that guy, you should be better. Donnie and Homewood, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Even if you don't watch a basketball game, when you look at that box score and you see a team that's got 12 assists, they ain't going to win. The Bulls, the thing that made them last year, you look at the box score, 25 assists, 26 assists, you know. When I was watching that Miami game, the one thing I noticed about those guys, they milked that clock to death. That's what you got to do against Orlando teams like that. That's the way you got to play. They're just playing one-on-one ISO. You know, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work for that team. Paul Gasol cannot defend in the low post if one of those young big guys gets low.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's a different issue than not moving the ball. But, yes, I would agree. John and Schaumburg, you're next on the score.
Hey, guys. 600-pound gorilla in the corner. Why not just trade Derrick Rose?
Who would trade for a $20 million plus player who's bad?
Somebody out there. We got to talk with them.
No. No one's doing that.
And there's somebody out there that if you started chopping them?
No, I mean, they have TVs.
Right. They can see what's going
on
here.
Yeah, hey, that guy over there, why don't we grab him? Yeah. No.
No, because he takes up a third of your cap.
Oh, how far forward does that, or how much further does that salary thing go?
2019?
Oh.
I think so, yeah.
All right, guys, I'm sorry. I just thought, give it a run.
It's a bad run.
Yeah, we'd like to give it a run, only where we're running.
Yeah, that's not...
Where are we going?
It's just not a viable option.
No.
Could you imagine what they could do if they were out from under that cap number?
Yeah, then you can roll the dice and take a shot at some of these guys that are out there. Sure, why not?
I'm not even talking about right now, but just looking at what they could do going forward. But no, that's...
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you got a guy, then your window's really closed. I mean, because then, you know...
It may be.
Yeah, it might be anyway. Yeah, I just know that he's 34 years old, and it's pretty much like...
The soul is.
We got to win now. That's what we're all about, winning now.
Derrick Rose is through 2017. He's got... Derrick Rose is at 18-8 this year, 20 next year, and 21, and they're out from under it in... So there's this and two more years, so no.
Think anything changes?
With what?
With him. Does he get back? Anything come back to him? Anything return to the explosive player? Does time
he
do that?
Or
what we see
to.
Is what we get.
He doesn't seem to want to. Yeah,
well, that's the question. I mean, is it? You think it's not necessarily on the horrible injuries he'd had?
I'm sure it's part of it. But it is, but maybe more mentally than physically.
Okay.
He said he wants to preserve himself now for post-basketball.
And meetings.
For graduations and meetings, he's not going to take unnecessary physical risk because he doesn't want to be uncomfortable in meetings. He said it. And he's playing like it.
Yeah, he is. He is. So that's a...
Okay, I mean, there's no guessing game here. He's told us exactly how he wants to play and why. And then he's chastising everybody else for not playing hard.
That's what he was doing. I saw him last night.
This is Reese on the South Side on the Score.
Hey, Dan, I got a quick question for you. You just said Paul Gasol is the best player on the Bulls.
Yeah.
He can't guard any big guys? Like, you said he can guard the better big guys yesterday.
Right.
Jimmy Butler, I mean, he's the total package. He guards the best players.
But he hasn't been any good. He was really good to start, and then he had a really bad month.
He got a bad month. I get that, but I don't know if he's better than Paul. Because like you said, Paul... It's a reason why the Bulls are giving up 100 a game.
I understand that, but you can't argue with 31 double-doubles or whatever he's had, too. I mean, I know he's a flawed player,
and
there are things he didn't do, but I would say right now, your all-star starter is your best player. I mean, that's... I'm not taking away from his deficiencies, but if you had to decide who the best player on the Bulls is, I think he probably is.
All right, thanks for taking this call.
All right, my friend.
Thanks.
I don't think he agrees with that, but that's okay. That's why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I think that's a big deal. And is he the starter at center?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Go up against his brother, Mark.
That's correct.
Who does defend, actually.
You know, that's a thing, too, about the West, is that team.
Yep. They want to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, injuries can happen, but I would be tempted. All things being equal, if you get to the playoffs and they're healthy.
Look at an odds bet on them?
I would take it. Yep. Well, yep.
They were like at 16-1 or something like that.
I would take that.
You see a little value in there?
Yep.
They're tough, man.
No.
They are.
They come after you, too.
That's what I mean. They are. But they
every
are.
Night.
They are a tough, tough team.
And the little man I loved at Ohio State is pretty good player. I'm off wrong about point guards, but he's a pretty good player.
John in Frankfurt, welcome to WSCR.
Yeah, hi guys. I pulled up the Bulls, 91 Bulls on the computer.
Why?
And I'm not comparing the current Bulls to the 91 Bulls. However, they interviewed Phil Jackson, and he had admitted saying his team was not giving their best effort a few times through the season to save their energy for the playoffs. Tibbs just is got to cool off and let them get in the playoffs. They're going to do all right.
What does that have to do with the 91 team? It's a different team, a different guys.
91 team had a really good player on it. Two really good players, actually.
I'm not comparing to 91.
You brought it up. Yes, you did. It was the first thing out of your mouth.
Phil said they weren't bringing it every night.
Phil Jackson said they're saving their energy for the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Phil Jackson also talked out of his ass half the time.
Yeah, he did. More than half the time.
Yeah, he did it. Phil said whatever came to the top of his mind at any press conference that wasn't necessarily connected to anything else he said.
Which
the
is
day
what
before,
he continues to do as boss of the Knicks, by the way.
Or the day after.
Yeah. You talk about gibberish.
That's what I mean.
That stuff out of Phil.
It's
like, God, what are you talking about?
In Western Springs, I thought it was a Bob for a second, but it's Brad on the score. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. Listening to what that last guy said about Derrick Rose, about possibly training him. Really hope we're not looking at a new Chicago curse of overpaying guys for...
There's no such thing as curses.
In this town, I'm really...
There's no such thing as curses. Wrong show to start in there. it wasn't a joke.
Funny for Derrick Rose. I don't like it. Hang it up.
That's the best plan, I think, for all concerned. The Boris and Bernstein Show. We're an hour away from
also
Friday
cursed.
Fung. Ask us anything. The Frogger is also cursed.
Also cursed.
You have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust. Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. Just for